Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, March 1st, kicks off the traditional month that farm license plates are renewed across Kentucky and affords the opportunity for the farm crowd to support 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud. State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
It has the AgTab program as a wonderful way for the agriculture community to support our premier youth ag development programs such as 4-H, FFA, and Kentucky Proud and KDA promotional activities. When a farmer decides to renew their farm license plate this spring, we encourage them to make a voluntary $10 donation on each plate. That money goes back to these youth organizations, and the best part about this program is that the money that's donated at the county level in part comes back to that county's 4-H and FFA group. So there's a real connect between the community's involvement and how much money is raised.
And the impact of that connect has a lot to do with involvement of county clerks.
Without their support, this program couldn't flourish. And I want to say thank you to our county clerks across Kentucky. And they're responsible for over $180,000 in 2015 being returned to 4-H and another $180,000 being returned to FFA through the AgTag program.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
As March rolls out, farm license plates are renewed, and hopefully AgTag donations abound. Quarles says they'll be doing their part.
Over the next couple weeks, we're going to be traveling Kentucky on our way to different conferences and appointments, and we're stopping at the county clerk's office and help promoting AgTag. And one of the most unique parts about the AgTag stops is that we want the 4-H members, we want the FFA members in their official dress at the county clerk's office, take a picture, put it on social media, spread the word, so that throughout March, when farmers are renewing their farm license plates, that they have a visual of where their money is going, and we want to make sure we make this as successful as possible.
Quarles says generally, the more active the push from 4-H or FFA, the larger the response from the local farm sector. If you've got an ag tag, do what you can. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.